It is camp week here on Faith and Family. Today we're heading to Henning, Minnesota to learn more about Lutheran Island Camp. Kenneth Erlandson is the executive director there. Ken, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy. It's great to be here.
Welcome back. Glad to have some time with you today talking about Lutheran Island Camp and an island just for Lutherans, huh?
Well, we are definitely blessed. It's 67 acres, and we are owned and operated by the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod of the Minnesota North District, but our camp is open to whoever would like to come, and we're blessed to be, this is our 65th year of camping ministry, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, thanks be to God for the many years of Lutheran Island Camp. Where would we find, if we were looking for Lutheran Island Camp, how would we find it?
Yes, our website address is www.islandcamp.org. The location of the camp is mid-central Minnesota. We're about 3 hours northwest of the Twin Cities and about an hour and a half southeast of Fargo, North Dakota. And our phone number is 218-583-2905, but probably the best way would be if you're able to get onto the web, www.islandcamp.org.
Islandcamp.org is the place to look, learn more about Lutheran Island Camp. Now, tell me a little bit about what goes on during the summer at Lutheran Island Camp.
You bet. We begin our summer program the end of May, and it runs through pretty much the middle of August. And we are a year-round camp, but our biggest programs, I would say, would be in the summer. And they are open not only to youth, but to families and adults. We have a number of programs that are geared towards that age as well. We have two strong weeks of family camp, one the beginning of July and one the beginning of August. And then something new this year we are really excited about is parent-child weekends. And there are probably about six of them and a couple of them that have specific events going on for the weekend. There's horseback riding. There's one with fishing, one with shooting sports. And the whole idea, again, of spending time with parents and their children. Then our biggest weeks are our youth camp weeks. And the three main camps that we have for that is our traditional classic camp, where you would do all the things that people think about with summer camp. And then we also have a splash camp where we are blessed with a beautiful lake, East Battle Lake. And so we spend a lot of time on the water, not only with swimming beach area, but canoeing and kayaking, pontoon swims. And then on those weeks, we also have a campfire out on the lake itself, and that's something that kids really and the staff really enjoy. And then our other main camp would be our horse camps, and we pretty much have a horse camp every week, and then also during the weekends our beginner horse camps. One other camp that we have is our science camp, which is a STEAM camp and focusing on science, and that's been a really fun week as well.
Now, Ken, do you have a favorite activity around camp?
I do. It being the winter, though, it is broom ball. I just love broom ball, but it's something where I do like the summer, too, but I think if it came down to making one decision, it'd definitely be broom ball.
Now, what is broom ball?
It is a lot like hockey. We play it on the lake, and we clear off the spot, and so it's two hockey nets. And then instead of skates, people just use their regular boots, and we have a special, it's actually a broom, but it's made for broom ball, and the ball itself is probably a 5-inch softer ball that is used, and we have two teams then generally, and it's just a lot of fun. We do it pretty much every weekend in the wintertime when we have our confirmation kids out.
Throughout the summer, kids, it sounds like kids of a variety of ages come to camp. Why is camp, Lutheran Island Camp, still valuable? You mentioned that camp has been there for 65 years. Why do you think it's important? Why do kids keep coming back to camp? What is it that they experience there? Why do parents see it as valuable?
Sure. Well, one of the blessings I see of summer camp is just an opportunity where we're an auxiliary to reinforce what goes on in the home and in the parish and the congregation, that the most important thing in all of life is our relationship with Jesus Christ, and so our Bible studies, devotions, and the activities that we do are just simply gifts from God's creation, and I think having a place to come away where we let parents know that the kids don't need to bring their cell phones or any electronics, not that they're bad or anything, but just a week away from that, so you can focus on community and then the most important thing, our relationship with Christ and what he's done for us. So that's one of the privileges that we have in terms of serving at camp, and not just at Lutheran camp, but all of our Naloma camps, that we have that same focus.
Is there a camper or a staff, someone from camp who you think their life is different because of camp? Maybe a story from one of them?
Yes. I think of 2 years ago, we had every year during the summer, we have what is called Time Alone with God, where it used to be in the evenings, but we shifted to the mornings where the camp takes about 10 minutes where we ask the campers and the staff to find a spot by themselves, and we have some Bible passages that we give, but if a child person wants to look up a certain passage or such, and just to meditate on it, to read it, and to pray. This one Monday is when we introduce it, and it was introduced in the morning at breakfast, and I was in the office, and I was coming out, and one of our counselors was talking with one of his campers, and that camper said, well, what is fog time? And he went on to explain it a little bit more, and then the child said, well, what's a Bible? And that just reinforces to me, why it's so important that, yes, we're here to help strengthen the faith that people have, but more and more of our people and our campers coming to camp have little knowledge of the scriptures, and some no knowledge of who God is. And so that story stuck with me the last few years now, and really reinforces why we do what we do.
Let's walk through a typical day there at camp. What is, let's start in the morning. What are some of the first things in the morning?
Sure. We have individual cabins of about usually 10 to 12 campers, and then also our summer staff along with a junior staff. And they generally begin to rise about 7 o'clock. The very first thing that we have as a camp is at 7:45. We have flag raising where we raise the U.S. flag, the Minnesota flag, and Lutheran Rose flag, and we then have the pledge and an opening prayer, and then we do some exercises and some silly songs, I would say, and then from there we head into breakfast, and after breakfast we have a camp cleanup. We're given certain jobs to do and such, and then from there we have our singing and Bible study time, typically, and unless the group is having to leave early, then they have that later on in the day. Our serving event groups, for example, have their Bible study at night. But after the Bible study and singing, we have a first activity period, and there they, as a group, they choose what they'd like to do. And then lunchtime, and then after lunch, we have a time where the campers have camper choice, and they may pick an activity where they're with other kids from other cabin groups and things. And then we have our canteen time, which is our camp store. And that's a lot of fun as well, and just a real, just a treat time as well. And then a big part of the afternoon is swimming from about 3 to 4:30. And we generally have most everybody down at the beach at that time. We're canoeing or kayaking. And then we have our dinner. And after that, we have our evening program, which could be anything from capture the flag to Eagle's Nest or Skip Night, things along that line. And then we have an evening flag lowering and our evening canteen, and then we head off to devotions. And usually there's 4 different spots that we go at camp, and the favorite one is down at the point, which is right on the lake and such. So, and then they head back to the cabins and then have a time with their counselor where they have a closing prayer, devotion, and such. So it's a long day, but a good day.
A day where you're ready to rest when that time comes.
Yes, most certainly.
Absolutely. What about throughout the rest of the year? We've talked about summer camp. Are there other activities throughout the year at Lutheran Island Camp?
Yes, we are a year-round camp, and really most of our weekends are filled with a group that we just finished with our quilting retreat, and that actually is a week-long event now. It started out as a Saturday or Friday through Sunday, and now it's where they're coming as early as Monday. And so we have about 3 of those during the year. We host some of the district events. We had circuit visitors in this last Monday, Tuesday. We have in February now our men's retreat coming up, and that's a weekend retreat. The theme this year is On the Rock, and it's going to be focusing on 500 years of the Reformation. And we also have women's retreat. And then a lot of the weekends in the winter are with confirmation retreats. And this weekend we have well over 100 kids coming in from about 7 different congregations. So that's a big part of our summer. We love our year-round camps. And I forgot to mention, during the summer, we also have an annual quilting auction, which is the first Saturday in August. And then some of our other little favorite camps are the horse camps, and we have a performing arts camp, too, that has become very popular. And another thing that we do is our off-site day camps, where we go out to congregations and schools and bring camp to the community there, and then also VBS outreach. So that's been, over the last 8 years, growing a part of a congregation being able to help congregations with that part of their ministry.
How do we plan for this summer? What do we need to do to start making, what steps do we need to take now to start planning for summer?
Oh, you bet. Well, we do have online registration, so if there's any interest at all, you can definitely go online, giving us a call. The bulk of our registrations probably come in between March and April, but we have people registering all the way up into May. Our sermon event groups, we still have openings for that, and again, calling or emailing the camp. My email is just simply licdirector@islandcamp.org, and we can get more information to you and such. And then once you register, we send out the packing list and information in terms of getting ready for camp, the health forms and such. And so it is something where we try to make it as seamless as possible. And of course, there's always some things you have to work out, but for the most part, it's a pretty simple process.
Very good. So islandcamp.org is the website. That's a good place to find out what's going on at Lutheran Island Camp in Henning, Minnesota. And where do many of your campers from the summer come from? What are some of the surrounding areas that you draw from?
Sure. Thank you, Andy. Our sermon event groups, we draw from all over the Midwest and the country. This year right now, I know we have groups coming from Illinois and Nebraska, Colorado, Ohio, and Wisconsin, and Minnesota. The bulk of our campers would be from Minnesota, North District, and some from North Dakota and South Dakota, and also from southern Minnesota as well. But primarily from the Minnesota North District area, which would be St. Cloud, Duluth, Brainerd, Moorhead, and then the smaller communities as well, and the rural congregations. But some of our family camps are people that come really from around the world even, and so it's something where people that have moved away still continue to come back and enjoy a camp. And this year, as shared our 65th anniversary, we have a special weekend, the 18th to the 20th, where we're going to be hosting the Minnesota North District Youth Gathering. And then on that Sunday, we have a special worship service, and one of our past camp staff and the board members, and he's a pastor now, and St. Cloud is going to be our guest preacher, Pastor Bruce Tim.
Very good. Lutheran Island Camp in Henning, Minnesota. Islandcamp.org is the place to find more information. Our guest today, Kenneth Erlandson, Executive Director there. Ken, thanks so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Oh, Andy, thank you. And thank you for your ministry and for supporting the many camps of the Missouri Synod and such. So
my pleasure. My pleasure. Coming up in just a little bit, going to head across the river to Waterloo, Illinois, heading to Wartburg. Not the castle, the camp. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.